Enzor grew fascinated with the idea that drawings could be as important and monumental as paintings. Beginning in 1885, he went back to several old drawings, including this one, and reworked them. On the upper part of the drawing, you can see where he added a piece of paper to the original. If you look closely, you can distinguish the stages of his work. Hervig Tutz.
Initially, there was only the monk with the group of young men behind him and the children on his left side. And then the body lying down, the column with the sculpture of Christ, the group with the bishop and the statue of the saint that they are carrying, even the Madonna in the top of the drawing. All these things were added when he decided to turn the drawing from an outdoor scene into a church interior with an enormous mass of light falling in from behind. And this light comes from Rembrandt, but what he discovered was the possibility of using this light not to make things clear, but to confuse things and to let the most mysterious and grotesque and bizarre and strange forms pop up. On the top of the drawing, you have little tiny grotesque mask-like heads and strange beings like ghosts and demons almost.
The meaning of this work isn't entirely clear, but some have speculated it's Enzor's veiled critique of the conservatism of the Catholic Church.
I think he was delighted by the mixture of light and shadow and darkness and the mystification of a scene that belongs to a religious world that was no longer his world.